Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Guys, hi, welcome back to Nip Tuck, not giving a
fuck the bonus.
The boner.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational men and women. It's about being unapologetically yourself. So if you're new here, that's what that is. This is what it is. That's
speaking of boners, have you ever been in Boots when the person in front of you has been ordering Viagra?
What? No, never.
Yeah, because they sell Viagra now over the counter in Boots.
I'd get it online. I'd be too embarrassed. I don't get it. So they're like, hi, please, can I have some Viagra?
Yeah.
How you know? It's like when you go for the morning after.
Hi, can I have some Caniston?
Yeah.
Hello, can I have some Anisol?
Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing thing you think you'd have to ask for at the pharmacy?
Anisol's pretty embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, but fucking 70% of over, I think it's like over 40s suffer with hemorrhoids.
I was just thinking of bum sex more than anything. Like, I was thinking of that.
Well, does bumming give you hemorrhoids?
Yes, it gives you a
Lucas,
fissure.
Lucas, does it?
Yeah, it gives you a fissure.
Have you got hemorrhoids?
No, I don't.
He's inflicted hemorrhoids.
Funny enough, me and Lauren were having a chat how...
An anal fissure is basically a tiny tear in your arsehole, and it's very, very common, and it reopens.
Well, it's a wet area. It's not dry. It doesn't ever heal, and then you keep opening it up. Is there anything else embarrassing? Oh, my God, yeah. Worms. When you have to go to Boots and ask for worm tablets.
I would say worms is the most embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Nits. Thrush, I am not
one bit asked about. No.
And how sad that I used to be asked about stuff like
thrush,
that.
Thrush, I don't
not
care.
Not one bit asked. Thrush, like, hemorrhoids is so common and, mine are not a vibe at the minute.
I've still never had them.
Babe. Third pregnancy.
Yeah, oh my God. You must literally
have
a bunch of grapes.
I'm going to have to defo have an operation on my hemorrhoids.
I've got a question. So when you have a hemorrhoid operation, obviously you're lying on your front and you're asleep.
Yeah.
Do they bend you so you're on all fours or do they open your cheeks? And how do they keep your cheeks open when they're operating?
I think you lie on your back and then they just put you in stirrups.
Oh my God, I was thinking... I thought you'd be
like doggy style.
Yeah, and I thought they'd be trying to hold your cheeks open. I thought there'd be one theatre staff holding one cheek, one holding
the
other. Right, of course, you'd have your legs in the air.
Yeah.
That's so
funny.
If
anyone's had any hemorrhoid operations, can they get in touch?
Yeah, give us the review.
One of my friends recently had the banding and it didn't work. She's got to go back in again. But she did say they gave her gas and air.
So that was fun. It was worth the trip just for that.
Worth it for that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. But yeah.
Let us know. On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard about all sorts. Hemorrhoids.
All kinds.
Anything really. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can send your icks, your dilemmas, your voice notes, your questions, your stories about hemorrhoids, anything you want to tell us. Any questions?
Herpes.
Embarrassing. Herpes. Anything embarrassing. Anything. We don't give a fuck really, do we? So we're quite happy to discuss anything that you're too scared to discuss. We will do that for you.
What's the weirdest shit you found in someone's bathroom cabinet? Do you Google people's medications?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, same.
That's terrible. Do you remember you were asked once, what's the weirdest thing you found in a man's bedside drawer?
Yeah.
That I like.
Yes, I would Google medications.
I once found a love letter in a partner's drawer off their ex. Mm. And it was really weird.
I once found a book that the ex had made him, do you know, with all their memories in. I did that with my first boyfriend, I remember. I've never done it since.
I once found...
realised what a pointless, boring task it was when we split up.
A USB stick.
Do you know I've still got, and I don't know where it is, a USB stick with that motorbike thing on? When I went on that motorbike and I filmed it all. And he had a GoPro and it's filmed and I've got the USB of that.
Oh no.
And we watched it once at Maya a few years later.
And was it horrendous?
We cried, he'd put this song over it. It's been a long
no.
time. And I'm like this. It's really, it's quite traumatic actually for me to watch, but it's very funny. I wonder if I can find it. Yeah.
But the worst is when obviously like you've just started like kind of like seeing someone and you obviously root through their shit as soon as they've like left the room.
Obviously.
And then you find something that really pisses you off, but
you
can't don't have
say anything.
Any right.
No right. You've done something horrific.
Yeah, you've gone through
out
their
of order.
Personal belongings.
Like, yeah. Or you find some medication for some weird shit that you didn't know that they had and you're like,
yeah.
But you can't say anything because you have been completely bang out of order. Like,
yeah,
by looking.
Totally.
It's so wrong.
So wrong.
But doesn't always, you know, sometimes it's we do these things that are wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? So Lucas has found a few more nativity stories. He said loads of them came through after we spoke about Ashley's little girl and her nativity drama.
It's begun.
Oh. And then everyone's using the voiceover. Ding, 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 ding. So they're doing like a video of wherever they are. And the sound is like ding, 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 ding. Like bells and Christmas and stuff. I love Christmas. I fucking love it. Do you not?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's all right.
It's all right. Right. Okay. So. Let's look at this one. Worse than servant number two, she reckons. I'm 21, but this topic comes up every Christmas with me and my mum. When I was in infant school, we did nativity in our local church. And yours truly.
That's very Christmassy in the
very,
church.
Very, very wholesome. Mm-mm. And yours truly.
The use of that word.
Disgusting. The
it's
worst
still
word
going
ever.
Round. Hun, if you're using the word wholesome, check yourself.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm being, yeah, but like, what the fuck? Who the fuck do you think you are calling yourself wholesome?
It makes me die inside. It's so bad.
It's disgusting. It gives me the ick. It gives me the ick.
Yeah. I'm just worried about how many people you've just upset.
I don't care.
Anyway. And
I probably do weird things
as well. Yeah, that's the thing.
Well.
The thing is, what we accept is we might say that, but then we probably do the worst. Do you know what I hate?
What?
And I do it. Ready? Guys!
Hi guys.
Hi guys. So guys. But,
right guys, if someone's got a new way that we can start
yeah,
our
but
videos.
How are you meant to start them? This is what I mean.
I know some people that say troops.
Troops. No, no, no.
Do you know what? That's actually a great thing. What's your biggest dick of your own? So yeah. Mine on a phone, I say bye-bye and I hate
bye-bye.
It. It's my own
bye-bye.
Ick. I go bye-bye.
I hate
my
when I say
is
guys.
My whole self.
Yeah, I
like,
hate
I'm just a
lot.
Fucking walking embarrassment.
Yeah, I hate the guy when I say guys, like, but how else do you address people? Like, it's hard. How do you start a video? So guys, I hate that.
Guys,
hate
give us
guys.
Tips.
You just
anyway,
said it. Anyway,
back to
where
this.
Were we? Anyway, I need the AG1 for me focus right now. In local church, and yours truly got to be Mary. My mum was so happy; she wanted everyone to come and watch me. So on the day, I'm ready in my Mary outfit, driving around the
blue,
whole of Leeds.
The blue and white sheets.
Absolutely. Driving around the whole of Leeds, collecting as many people as possible so that they could come and see me as Mary. Shock, horror. We're late
no.
to the nativity. And I had to sit on the side, dressed up as Mary, while another girl took my place.
No.
Mortified.
No.
I will never drop this. Along with the time she made me late to my own birthday party as a child too. I bet she was devastated. I was talking about this the other day. I took Thea a couple of years ago to a birthday party and I'd missed the memo where it was princess dress. And we turned up at this party and everyone had princess dresses on and Thea had a legging and jumper. I burst into tears. I cried.
My mum took me and my sister to a fancy dress party and we had our makeup on and our fancy princess dresses. And she knocked on the door and the lady was like, yeah, it's next Sunday. And we had to get back in the car and we were fucking right. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Thea gets raging with me at the minute. Like, she thinks she's only like six. And
does
she's
she
already
say
like,
stuff to you like, you're not my favourite person?
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I want to go to my grandma's. And do you know what? She was like, I'm going to grandma's then. And I just say, she won't want you in that mood. She doesn't want you either. which is really good for her as she grows older. Anyway, hi, girls and Lukey. The best nativity character was my mum. She joined a new school later on in the year when the nativity characters were already given out. So she was given the gate. She was a gate. She had to open and close her arms and had a cardboard cutout gate hanging around her neck.
Oh my God.
She had to let them into the stable. Every year the story comes out and it gets funnier and funnier. Imagine just being like, what can we give her? I bet they write this in the staff room. The fuck can we give that new girl? A gate. She can be the gate.
Were they on crack?
Maybe. Love the pod and please come to Liverpool for a brunch. Remember those things we did?
Yeah.
Those brunches.
Yeah.
Right, go on, Ashley. I think there's another
I think there's a beauty question here.
Let's go.
Sun damage.
It actually says sun damage. I hope she wasn't. Was she hoping that I'd read that with my lisp? Was that like a joke?
Thumb damage.
Thumb damage.
Hi, gorgeous girls. Hope you're both okay. It's nearly Christmas and I'm trying not to buy everything you both recommend, which is proving hard. Mm-hmm. That Perricone gift set, I must say, was an absolute bargain. Someone I know bought four. Great present, fantastic,
and nicely
present.
Wrapped and stuff.
Easy peasy. Stick a bow on it. You're done. Yeah.
Shove a bow on me. I'm done.
Brilliant. I'm trying to get ahead with my skincare, but I'll be honest with you both. Up until now, I don't wear sunscreen every day. In fact, unless I'm on holiday, I don't wear sunscreen. The reason being, when I do, it always clogs my pores. I have very problematic hormonal skin. What would you recommend? I'm also getting married abroad. I want to make sure I'm getting my skin used to it now so it can be fully protected leading up to the wedding and limit pigmentation damage before the big day. Right, okay. So basically, this girl wants a good protective SPS that isn't going to clog her pores, which is very hard. But there's ones that I would recommend that aren't too expensive, because you're going to have to try a few out, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So what I would say, I don't think it's just about the sun cream. I think it's about making sure at the end of the day, you are clearing your face properly. So you are taking it all off. Because what I think sometimes happens, when you do a full face of makeup and you go out for the day, you come home, you've got to take your makeup off. Yeah? You've got to take it off because you've got makeup off.
It's my favourite thing to do.
Yeah, same. Whereas I think if you just go out with sun cream on, you would come home and you wouldn't think...
To do a cleanse.
Unless, I mean, I do it every day and night, but not everyone would. So you have to remember...
That's why I love like a pad.
So you have to remember at night, even every day, it's not just the sun cream.
Get into a habit.
It's getting it all off and using something like a really good toner that's going to refine and make sure that you're not leaving any shit on your skin from the day. So I think that's important. And then with actual sun cream, okay, so I
love the HelioCare.
Yeah.
And it's like 14, 15 quid, the HelioCare one in the white and orange.
Yes.
And it just...
There's a tinted one, there's a not tinted one.
I like
one.
The tinted
there's
one.
There's ones that aren't oily.
I would
what
try
about
that.
Super Gloop?
Super Goop, yeah.
Super Goop. I've not tried that. And
Unseen sunscreen. Ultraviolet spray is nice. That did sting my eyes a tiny bit. Maybe it's because it was a spray and it was going. But the La Roche-Posay one is really, really nice too.
I think you need to use a separate one though. Don't use, because sometimes you can get like a super drug, whatever, like a store one. And it says foundation with SPF in.
I used the ZO one and I wasn't impressed with it, but supposedly they bought a new one out that's quite good. I love the SkinCeuticals Factor 50 one.
I love SkinCeuticals in general, actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely
gorgeous
stunning.
I try it. You've got a bit of time now. Try them, see how you get on. But
and
I think
work
the most
on your oiliness.
Thing is work on that. And try Rucci for your oily skin as well.
It's really good. I've heard for the spots and clogged pores and stuff. They're clear and calm.
I can never remember what it is.
And then also what I would say about like SPF and stuff like that, that's like... My mind is gone.
Okay, thank you for that, Ashley. Anyway, next one. Hi, girls. she's ready to finish on maternity, darling. Hi, girls. Big fan of the pod. I have a question for us hooded eye girlies. Not me anymore, but I get you. The pain is real. I've had plasma blast on my upper eyelids twice, and I did find it helped a bit, but I'm not happy with how they look.
You're wasting your money.
Yeah. Before I start researching blepharoplasty, is there anything else less intrusive you would recommend, or is surgery the only way? We've done this one before. We've answered this similar question. Surgery is the only way.
It really, honestly is. Like, there's lasers you can do, the plasma pen. A lady sent me a picture of what
scarring.
Oh my God.
You know who's doing it? I think a lot of these things depends who's doing it as well. I don't think we can say for what one particular treatment, don't get that because...
I don't think Botox gives you a brow lift. I've got high brows anyway,
so I don't really know. But I would say, in all honesty, I would say surgery is really the only way. There's creams that will help tighten it, and that's always good, give you a little bit of a tightened look. But what it is, it's the same as a saggy breast. It's an area of skin that's lost its elasticity and is now dropping. It's like a stomach after a baby. You're not going to get that elasticity back.
Honestly, guys, like, blefs are a hot thing that people are doing at the minute. I think it's because it's easily accessible. It's not too expensive. It makes a massive difference.
It makes a massive difference.
But what I would definitely say is, do you know what it's from, Lauren? It's from us wearing fake eyelashes. It weighs our eyes down.
Really?
And starting Botox too young.
Yes, I've heard that starting Botox too young.
100%. So think, you know, when we've got the individual lashes on, our eyes aren't actually meant to have that extra weight on them. So things like that are impacting.
Yours look really good.
Well, I've had mine done twice.
I'm going to need mine in about 2 years. And I only had them done 2 years ago.
I think that they have to be careful of how much they take off. So it's a gradual, thing.
Yeah, yours are really good.
When I look at pictures of me, though, from when I was 18, I had the bleph.
It's hereditary. Yeah, it absolutely is. It's hereditary. And the thing is, if you don't do anything, because I was speaking to my mum about this, when you're older, it actually affects your vision.
Yeah, no, one of my friend's mums had it done on the NHS.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right, well, there you go. We're not saying have it done, but we're
really
saying, like, don't waste money.
I really also want the bleph skin pinch on my lower.
I would love that.
So if anyone hears of any UK surgeons doing it, tell us.
We don't really know what it is. We just know it kind of gets rid of the lower.
It's like where they burn your eye or something.
Sounds great.
Sign me up, baby.
You chicky chick.
I'm a new first-time mum. My baby's 3 months old now. My partner is amazing. He's really helpful and can't do enough. I had placenta encapsulation, which I loved and found helpful for energy, mood and recovery.
There you go.
That is what it's meant for baby blues and energy and stuff.
There you go.
The past few weeks, I've felt a dip in my mood. I've been more tearful. I'm obviously tired. My baby sleeps quite well, but I almost feel like it's a delayed crash from obviously giving birth. Is it postnatal? I'm a little bit traumatized from the birth and the follow-up is shocking. I haven't spoken about it out loud. I feel worried at how I might be viewed or thought of. Any advice on supplements I can take for this late on post-baby would be appreciated. Right, I honestly think, like, the baby's 3 months old now. That whole newborn, oh my God, novel.
Totally
oh my
agree.
God, it's like started wearing off. And
totally
maybe
agree.
If you're off on maternity leave, like I was saying to Lauren, it's that month 3 of...
I agree. When it's reality now.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
The endorphins
another
of what,
day turning the telly on to loose women and having a cup of tea.
The endorphins of the birth have worn off. People's excitement of the new baby has worn off. You still are excited and love your baby, but that whole baby bubble has worn off. Your husband has probably, as amazing as he is, and which is good, has probably gone back to normal. His life is kind of not that much different than it was before.
Yeah.
And you're kind of in a situation where you're not stuck. I disagree with you that it's unusual at month 3 to feel it.
It's
I'd say
not.
It's very normal. Because if you think
month 3 or 6,
in those first few months, you are fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
You are not sleeping, but you are focused, baby, and you are in this kind of bubble. By month 3, you are kind of getting a hang of it a little bit more and you're starting to look at the outer world again.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you remember.
And also they get a lot louder then at month 3, like when they cry and stuff and it's a bit like, oh, fucking.
Yeah, and you're now looking, thinking, is this forever? Is this? And you're getting that feeling of, who am I? Who
Honestly,
am I? Because that initial fight or flight has now died down. And now it's like, right, who am I? What am I going to do? What do I want? Like, what clothes should I wear? It's a scary part, actually, at that point. And it's more
And
reality.
I'm guessing she is on mat leave.
Most probably, that
for your mental health is fucking woof.
So I would give yourself a break for one. I would say this is extremely normal. And I actually think talking about it is number 1.
Yeah.
You are not unusual. If I don't know if you've got mum friends, say it. You don't have to say, no one's saying you don't love your baby. You don't love being a mum.
Maybe
you're
start at one of
bit.
Those baby class things. When with my first baby, I went to those. Did you?
No. But my friends had a baby at the same time. So we did everything every day together.
Yeah.
So we bounced off each other.
That's good. No, but those baby classes are good. I mean, I wouldn't bother doing all that shite now. But for your first one, you need to meet mum friends.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mum friends are important.
Mum friends are so important.
You need to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I think speak to your partner. And the fact that you're a bit traumatised about the birth, I think also normal. And also, you know, you've given birth, whatever way you gave birth, it can be quite traumatic. And it's also a lot to get your head around. And there are also long-standing health things after that. If you've had a section, it still can be sore. It can, if you've had a vaginal, you could have had a tear. Like, it can go on for quite some time. So give yourself a break. If there is something wrong after the birth, get to the fucking doctor and don't stop pushing it until my friend had a second baby 2 years ago.
Go on.
She's been struggling with a bit of, what's it called? We do a
incontinence.
Incontinence and a few other things. And she was like, oh, well, I've had a baby. It is what it is. And me and my other friend in the group chat were like, no, you've had a baby. That doesn't mean you piss yourself forever. You go. And she's not banged the door down. Turns out she's got something like a second a bad one.
Yeah.
And she's got two options. And it's like either surgery or surgery, or it's going to get worse. So my point is, you bang the door down until it's sorted, because you don't have to live like that.
Yeah.
And I think give yourself some time and speak to your partner and speak to your friends. You have to be speaking out loud about this, because we've all been there.
Yeah. Supplement-wise, I think it sounds like you really switched on and you know what to do. Just make sure that you're getting like enough iron. That is a big thing. And if you are off on mat leave, maybe like have a focus of
structure.
I'm going to make myself a really nice lunch and dinner every day.
You need to structure your day.
Walk to the shops, do a gym class with the baby.
This is what I used to do. I had a structure. It would be get up, this, that, the other. Then I would do whatever, breakfast for the baby. Then I would go out and I would walk to X place. I would do this. I would come back. Then the baby would have a bath. I would then make dinner. Yeah. It was a very structured day.
I did
day,
the same. Like, instead of doing important. A once a week big shop, I'd be
little
like,
bits.
What do we fancy today? Right, let's make it a little mission. Let's go to Starbucks and get a coffee. Let's go here.
You need to try your best to keep structured, because we, as human beings, we all actually thrive off routine.
Stunning.
Children especially. Okay. Right.
Let's have a little break, Laura.
Let's have a break. It's hard being so intelligent and giving people such wonderful advice. It's tiring. Really, really does take its toll.
We'll be back after the break with your dilemmas. But first, are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set your alarm every Wednesday and Friday for a new release? Do you loll at us whilst on the train or driving to work? Well, spread the love, spread the pod. Share, 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 baby. We love it. We love to see it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, guys. Lauren.
Right, dilemma. Is my boyfriend putting me in baby limbo? I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years. He's 35, I'm 34. In the early days, we've talked about having kids. He already has a son, my amazing stepson, who's 12. I love him like my own. It's not really the same as having your own, though, is it? Or so I imagine. 2 years ago, I was put in Accutane for acne. Worked amazing, but there are side effects. I couldn't get pregnant at all during the treatment due to severe side effects. Yeah. And then my boyfriend started saying we should wait 3 months to be safe. Then 6 months. I questioned him whether he was just putting off having a baby, but he said it was not that. He was trying to get the Accutane out of my system.
I think you do have to wait for 6 months.
You do, but do men really bother about stuff like that? Then he asked me if I really, really want kids. And he said that he's actually happy with one. That's very selfish, and he wouldn't have any more. I said, I 100% want a baby with him, and for him to let me know if he 100% doesn't, because we need to address it and I need to move on. We compromised. And I said, I'd be happy to try for just one baby. He said he'd be willing to have a baby for me. So I, lovely,
oh,
how
lucky
nice.
Him.
So, like, he'd have to do anything anyway. So I had the chance to be a mum. And I said, look, I don't want to be older than 35 or 36 having a baby. The chances of conceiving me are getting lower by the month. He said, not to worry. We've now booked our first family holiday for July. And I've said, can we start trying in the new year? Because I don't care if I'm pregnant on holiday. He said, no chance I'd enjoy it as much. And he keeps saying things to try and put off having the baby.
No.
He's now investigating having a hair transplant. And the doctor has given him a medication for 6 months beforehand, looked into it, lower sperm count, probably not a good idea to get pregnant. I've told him, why not wait until after we conceive and then go do your hair transplant? But he's having none of it. He said he wants to do this for himself.
Fuck off.
And he supported me on Nurocutane. I've tried to explain that the issue is I have a time limit and he doesn't. He needs to consider it. He's saying that he can take a break, but there's just no progress. I am heartbroken at the prospect of him doing this on purpose and keeping me hanging until it's too late, which I already feel like it is. All I see is friends having babies and I feel left behind now, but he's not taking me up on my feelings and he gets defensive whenever I bring it up. What do you think?
If a man wants to have a baby with you, a man will have a baby with you.
I agree.
Like, in my experience, like, the two type different men that I've had babies with, sound like such a... I'm being honest, yeah. We're both literally like, I want to breed with you,
yeah.
Now, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
if another you, thing, if a man wants to marry you, he'll fucking marry
you.
There's no excuses. If a man wants to be with you, he
and
will
also,
be with you.
Girls, we've only got one fucking life to live. Princess treatment or nothing.
Yeah.
Princess treatment or we're out. And princess treatment is not actually even princess treatment. It's the bare
In
minimum
respect.
Of you have one life. You only here once, babe. Like,
I agree.
You're 34. You've got it in you that you,
you want
have
a baby.
Kids. It's going to be a long journey ahead. You might want two. You might want three in the end.
And that's you.
You
your
might
decision.
Want four.
My concern here is not just the baby. It's him as a
You've
person.
You've looked after his son.
Exactly. My point here, my problem here isn't just this actual bit, pregnancy bit. It's the bigger picture.
And also
why
how
is he not
like,
thinking about
I supported you?
You
on that. So you should.
So you should. Yeah, this doesn't work. I'm not keen on this whole thing. It's
I
giving me a bad
get rid,
feeling.
Get rid.
And my other concern is, okay, you force him into having a baby with you. How long is that realistically going to last?
Oh,
if he doesn't want
God.
A baby with you, he's going to be off.
This
Sorry.
Is what, like, I always, you know when
You
girls...
can't force men and you cannot trap men. Financially you can, but you can't trap a man.
This is the thing. My friends who, like, decide to have a baby to, like, rescue a relationship or because they just want a baby, guys, it's a
Doesn't
fucking
work.
Long road ahead of you. The being pregnant thing, you're going to be boring as fuck
If your relationship was already strained.
Yeah.
It is going to be... straight.
You might have health problems.
Are they going to support you through that when
yeah,
they didn't want the baby anyway?
Like, the baby's not here, so they don't actually have to financially look after you and stuff like that. It's a very, very physically and emotionally hard time for you and them as well. Then, obviously, the birth. They usually show up for that, actually.
Oh, they turn up.
And for a few
they feel
weeks,
like they, need
they
to
might
take
get back together. Then they'll fuck off
yeah.
again. And then you'll be left with tits round your ankles
yeah.
and a fucking screaming kid.
And
you're like...
You cannot
can't
trap
leave
a man.
The house.
You can't trap a man with a baby. Never, ever, ever. And if a man wants to have a baby with you, it's in their...
And there will
in,
be a man out there
yeah,
that wants to
and
have
it's
a baby
in their,
with you.
What's the word? Like,
DNA.
If you go back to hunter-gatherer yeah. times, they that's what they... If they
like, their instinct.
Yeah. I compare it to my situation. So me and James have got four between us. And the question now is, do we have any more? He's already got three. He doesn't really need any more.
Yeah.
He's always said to me, clearly I've got three. I'm good. But you've only got one and you might have it in you and we might want one together. And I will support you if you want another and we will make it work. And we could then have five children, but
yeah.
we'll make it work.
Yeah.
And if he wants a baby, whether it's number seven, he'll fucking have one. So I just think if this man wanted a baby with you, he would be doing, and I'm really concerned about the bigger picture here.
Yeah, and also, like, the financials of, like, where he's put... He's not married you yet either.
Yeah.
And he's having a hair transplant.
I'm concerned.
Red flags.
Red flags. You've been together 5 years, but what I don't want you to think is that it's a waste, so I'll just have a baby with him, because that's 18 years or forever of having a baby with a mob.
I'd maybe just freeze your eggs, because you're getting closer to 35 now, and they say that you are meant to freeze them before 35. And then also, if you do meet the right guy at some point, which we're hoping you do very soon,
the options
you
are.
Could meet them tomorrow, you could meet them next year, but you've still got your age 34 eggs stored as backup, ready to go.
If you can do it, that might make you, you know, spenny. So you need to look at that side of it. But if it will make you feel a bit more calm.
It's an insurance policy. Yeah, don't be going on holidays. Put your money into freezing your eggs.
I agree. And I think you need to look at
it'll
the relationship.
It'll make you sleep better
and
at night, sweetie.
And my very last worry is he's going to drag this on a few more years, and then he's going to tell you he doesn't want a child. And that is the most unfair thing.
And then probably meet Sharon down the road and have a kid with her the next week.
By mistake. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck on that one. Let us know how you get on.
I hope that was good advice.
I think it was. Right, get in touch. If you want us to give you advice, if you want to ask us beauty questions, if you want to tell us some funny stories, you can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. So you can send us WhatsApps, voice notes, everything really. Just get in touch. This podcast is about you guys as well. Give us a 5-star rating. Put us on your Instagram. Tell your mates. And we will be back next Wednesday, guys.
We love you.
Bye-bye. We love you. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.